concentrated. My guru medicine is now done. Fan the home bankruptcy, bankruptcy, mom bankruptcy, bankruptcy, and also some of the PSO. Tear the home bankruptcy, bankruptcy, mom bankruptcy, bankruptcy, and also some of the PSO. Tear the home bankruptcy, bankruptcy, mom bankruptcy, bankruptcy, and also some of the PSO. Tear the home bankruptcy, bankruptcy, mom bankruptcy, bankruptcy, and also some of the PSO. Tear the home bankruptcy, bankruptcy, mom bankruptcy, bankruptcy, and also some of the PSO. Tear the home bankruptcy, bankruptcy, mom bankruptcy, bankruptcy, and also some of the PSO. Tear the home bankruptcy, bankruptcy, mom bankruptcy, bankruptcy, and also some of the PSO. Tear the home bankruptcy, bankruptcy, mom bankruptcy, bankruptcy, and also some of the PSO. Tear the home bankruptcy, bankruptcy, mom bankruptcy, bankruptcy, and also some of the PSO. Tear the home bankruptcy, bankruptcy, mom bankruptcy, bankruptcy, and also some of the PSO. Oh money, payment, oh money, payment, oh money, payment, oh money, payment, oh. Uma tariki tari tari so, uma tariki tari tari so, uma tariki tari tari so. Uma arabasa nadi, uma arabasa nadi, uma arabasa nadi, uma arabasa nadi. Kewan di nyutu da, lama sanje juga ne, jawa chicken maro ta, dei sala ko para show.
Look at that fish.
See? Oh yeah.
That's how it's pointing, look.
Yeah, it's full of
them. Yeah, it's cute. Huh? Yeah. You always give me good news, thanks.
If you're not there for a that's what Tom told us. The patient has to be well fed because they reach the bottom.
Yes.
Because at the cave, they have to sleep at the bottom, they're this big, some are this big. And the last thing I want is to be well fed. Also, it's definitely the case.
You know, I really want one this size, huh? Oh, you guys, we didn't come here to look at fish. It's chenizi. We're making offers to chenizi. If you can throw the money and it stay at her feet, then you get your wish. Give me my change, fat monk. This is a little freeloader. I gave him change and he kept it all. Look. Give me more, 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 more. You got plenty. Little liar. Hurry up. No, you do. You get to them now.
Chester, so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Come here, come here, come here.
I've got some.
Oh. Give me a carrot. Hey, everybody listen up.
Where's Paris?
Get what? Oh. May KWPC come up. May KWPC come up. May KWPC come up. May KWPC come up. May KWPC come up.
It'll come through because it went inside the pool.
Hey! White Ming did it! Yeah, White Ming did. Don't knock White Ming's off. See the one hanging half off? That's White Ming. So don't be evil and knock it off. She's one of these jealous types. That was great. Oh, wow.
That was real close.
Inside of her feet. It's like in front. She's like that side. It's like her feet.
Oh, no.
Did we get that on film, please? Okay. We're going to give that to your mom because that was, she's made Magic Johnson here. No, this is beautiful. Let's go. You're gonna walk?
Okay, you go ahead.
Okay, when you come out, we're not here.
Yes. Oh, oh, yes. Wait. Junai got it.
Good, Junai, good. Good. Isn't she beautiful?
Use your artistic energy more. You look around, what do you hear? Besides limited big fat mouth, what do you hear? Okay, water, birds, light wind. Okay, feel the energy, the phone source. What's going on is everything laid out the way you're making it. Look up there. Except, you know what I want? I mean, you're authentic. I want the money. Okay, if we cannot have it that big, we have it this big, why not? And then everybody here, you know what we do is this. Magnet set. Magnet. Even if you throw a bed like this.
I real good for you, let's go.
Ah!
I didn't know I'd be a tour guide for your Malaysian.
It's so weird.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Paris. Look, Paris. They left a memorial for you because you visited. Isn't that neat?
You can stand by there and get a picture of Paris.
Scary. Hold on.
Those are dumb things you can blog. And the whole world will be, that's so interesting. You guys see what I mean about my apartment? If you sit here, the mouth of the cave, you look out to the mountains. That's why I call my apartment a cave. I would love to live here. Like, get rid of everything and live here. This would be like my audience room. Then we have a liaison's meeting room here. You know what? My favorite is the cook machine. It's really neat. David. Where's David? Can you make it? Why are you walking like you got a chumsum on? What's the matter?
Slippery.
Oh. Okay, stand. You just look pretty. Look at it, alright? Eliminate the ugliness in the back. The feeling, the calmness without these electronic whirring in the back. She's like, the garden. The trees, the grass. Everybody get it? That's what I want KWPC. But and then I want when you guys walk in. By that time, you know. Oh no. When we walk in, we go for initiation. Afterwards, we take a break on the grass, and then we get home. And then after I'm dead, some of you will take over and give initiation commentary about the room and continue. Remember that. That's the feeling I want. And of course, my little incarnation is back, you know, it's me.
very big bitch. Maybe a 15-year baby. You can call BB.
Oh, no. No, no. Not BB. Just bitchy baby. Oh, come on, lady. And don't sit on the floor, David. Yes.
And when I was a teenager in Hollywood, I believed I was totally ugly. I believed that I wasn't worth anything. And you know, if anybody was nice to me in Hollywood, a lot of people were, well, for different reasons. I just didn't believe it. You know why? Because I didn't believe in myself. And I wish I knew what I knew now, back then. And I know a lot of people who get older say that. I wish I knew what I knew now, back then, because you know what? I would have been so much more, because I'm a nobody now and I'm a nothing, because I made myself that way. You know why I'm a nobody and a nothing? Because I believe I can't make it. I believe that I'm not worth it. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not beautiful. Who's going to look at me? I'm ugly. I used to think that every single day in America. Who's going to look at me? I'm ugly. I'm ugly. That's how I felt. And now, you know, what's the realization? Okay, I'm ugly. Okay, I'm beautiful. Whatever. You know, when I was beautiful, how many people told me I was beautiful? Where did it get me? You know, when I'm ugly, how many people told me I'm ugly? You know, when I was thin, how many people said you've got a great body? When I'm fat, they say you're fat. How, where does it get me? It doesn't get me anywhere. All those compliments I got, the clubs I went to before, the people I hung out with, it didn't get me anywhere. But now I'm getting somewhere in the last 6 years. Do you know why? Because I've cultivated an attitude, and the attitude is just... I had a long talk with Ruthie about things like that many times, and we agreed, because she kind of had the same attitude as me, and the attitude is this, you know what? You know what's the worst that can happen if we try? It doesn't work. That's the worst that can happen, it just doesn't work. And if we don't do it, it doesn't work anywhere. So I want you guys who are half my age, or a quarter of my age, or, you know, 10 years, 5 years, I want you guys to realize something. Don't realize these things later, because you'll waste a lot of time. Just do it now. Write all your heart out. Be a leader. Beg for money. Ask for help. Talk. Write. Work your butt off. Because later you're going to say, I should have done more. I promise you. You're going to say to yourself, I should have done more. Because some of you are already saying that to yourself now, right? I should have done more 3 years ago, 5 years ago. What the hell was I afraid of? That's going to increase. Because your confidence will increase with time. Gotta do that now. I brought you guys out here for a reason. I want you to experience the calm. I mean, from here up, not the toxic wakes lake over there. The calm. I want you to see the feeling. I want you to absorb what I want for KWPC. And you know, I told JP yesterday, I had a conversation with him. Sarah, the little doggy, pushed me to the edge. And I decided yesterday that I'm going to get alone. I'm not waiting for anybody anymore. I'm not waiting for people. I'm not waiting for anybody to beg for money, to get money, or talk, because no one's going to give it right now, because they're not interested in animal sanctuaries. I'm just going to get alone. JP is very kindly with Andrew and somebody else. They're in Bandung earlier, looking for land. I'm going to get a piece of land. And I'm going to buy it. And I'm going to get a loan, and I'm going to manage the services somehow, $6,000-$8,000 a month. Because I can't stand another sorrow. We're going to do it. You know, we don't have a place to put her. Because I'm afraid that no one's going to support us. How selfish. We got to get a loan. I don't have a place to put Sarah because I was afraid to get a loan. Not a very good monk. Not a very good monk at all. I'm ashamed. So I'm going to go get a loan. We're going to take care of these dogs.
seeing her anus filled with blood, it wasn't just I felt sorry for her or the compassion. It was, I said to myself, oh my God, we gotta do something. We can't sit here anymore. I'm sitting there in a nice hotel eating my goddamn buffet. Not to make fun of it because it was shameful, you know. Actually, when I was eating buffet, I was thinking about Sarah the whole time. But you know how attachment is, you know, I can't do anything, let's just eat up. It was free. So, Sarah pushed me to the end. And I said to myself, I'm not going to be afraid of taking loans because I can drop dead anytime. Dead. I'm not going to be afraid of taking loans. I'm going to ask my liaisons who are so... We have so much synergy because most of us really care about animals. We really do. We really care about animals, and it's not some glory thing. It's not a look good thing. I know we care about animals. I know. There's so many of us. Look at Ben Kui. Oh my God. Fang has zero appointments when it comes to animals. She's wonderful. Martin makes himself as free as possible. We're going to have to get that sanctuary up. And every time we find a little dog, you guys are going to be out there in a little doggy paddy wagon, you know, a little doggy ambulance, like in Kathmandu, and we're going to pick up these dogs, and we're going to bring them back. And if they're dying, we're going to make sure the last days of their lives are blessed with medicine. I'm going to have a big stupa. We're going to build a big stupa. It's going to be all medicine put inside. It's going to be medicine Buddha, it's going to bless the environment, and we're going to have these, we're going to build it in such a way that the doggies have to circumambulate around it. I mean, you know, like, they're there. No, what happens is they're there, right? The food's there. And then, we, you know, water is like, they have to go to the other side. Then we go there. We're going to make it that they have to circumambulate. Even if it's a semi-circumambulation, it's fine. Semi. We're going to do it in a very tasteful way. You know me, if it's ugly, I can't take it. I mean, this can be the stupa right here. This is the stupa, man. Okay, this is the stupa. The stupa can be on top, we can be under the stupa. We can have the little doggies come here. Think about it, kids. And we're gonna put mantras, we're gonna put Buddha, medicine Buddha images everywhere with mantras inside. They're gonna look iconographically correct because we're gonna get Paul to do it. It's gonna be all over. And you know, this Kacharabarni, if it wasn't Kacharabarni, I'd call it like Sarah's animal shelter. Name after her, poor thing. What an appropriate name on Sarasati. But it really pushed me to the edge when I saw those pictures. It really, really pushed me to the edge. I said to myself, here I am worrying about myself, I'm worrying about the loans, I'm worrying how I'm gonna manage, I'm worrying about, you know, if I can take it, there's so many departments, if we can raise the funds, and all I'm doing is thinking about myself. That's all I'm doing, I'm sitting here thinking about myself. And here I am telling people to be selfless. Well, I'm gonna do it. I'm going to get that loan, I'm going to put whatever I have on collateral, I'm going to get that loan, and I'm going to buy that land. I'm going to buy the land, and you know what, if the land is 10 acres, something like this, you know, if it's this big, you know what we're going to do? We're going to develop a part of it. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to fence the whole thing, or at least a part of it, so none of the dogs can escape and get hurt. And then we're going to fence it off in different sections, because a lot of you went to study different places, and we're going to study, there's an EPO, ISPC here. We're going to study how to be the aggressive ones, to hurt the beaten ones in another place. Separate the male from the females until, you know, we're going to do all that. We're going to do all that. No more being afraid for stupid things and letting all these animals suffer. And I know I can't rescue every single animal, but I've just got to start. So if we want to take care of animals, how do you think medicine Buddha got the power to heal you for medicine? Because he started healing people, making prayers aeons ago. So if we start that now with animals, maybe I can be the Buddha of animals in the future, where the whole realm of animals, I can help. Why not? They were our grandmothers and mothers and friends, and we were them. We're going to be them again. You guys understand that theory? Why not? We're going to get that land, man. I called up JP. I was real. You know how I pushed JP? Oh, you guys are doing this part. By telling him how beautiful he is by the land. It's like, oh, thank you. You'll find the land. And then we can develop it. I don't know where I'm going to get the money from. I don't care anymore. I don't care meaning this. I'll just grab it from wherever I can. And KAS is going to come up. Okay, it's going to come up. And all of you clowns are going to go there and help the dogs. And you're going to go and feed them and take care of them. You're going to learn a lot of things. And if you don't, you're going to get a wonderful, delicious round of humiliation in KH by David. Paris is like, how will you do that to us? I'm very pleased. Trust me. I feel
feel like I'm in Tibet.
It's beautiful now.